Recently on a KMMO Ag Report, you heard a portion of the press conference with Missouri Director of Agriculture Chris Chin that I attended at the 2019 Missouri Governor's Conference. Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you will hear the remainder of that press conference.
And as you are looking ahead to the future, not just at the conference, but of the state of agriculture in Missouri, is there anything that you are especially hopeful about that's new?
Well, you know, we continue to hope that new market opportunities open up for our farmers and ranchers. The trade agreements that the president has been working on, we're hopeful that they actually bring home some wins for our Missouri farmers and ranchers. Our ag business development team continues to look for secondary markets for our farmers and ranchers to make sure that when one of our larger trading partners' relationship becomes rocky, we've got something else to come in and take that gap away. So that's something we're excited about because we think there will be new market opportunities in the future. We're also excited about all the technology that's out there. You know, there's a lot of chatter now about connecting rural America with high-speed internet access, and that's going to open up so many doors to our farms and ranches and give them new opportunities to bring that next generation home. So that's what really makes me excited, is to know that we're actually making progress. People see the value of connectivity, and they see the value of making sure our rural communities are not left behind.
Since you started the MORE campaign 2 years ago, it seems like to me there's getting to be more unity between the four categories. You feel that's happening, and that's what the whole vision was about?
It has. Our MORE vision continues to evolve, and some of the Reach MORE opportunities fall into the Connect MORE opportunities, and that's really what we wanted. We wanted it to be seamless. We wanted everyone to be able to relate to it and find a way that they could connect more, empower more, reach more. And so we're really excited about it. What's really exciting is that other cabinet members across state government are actually picking up on our initiative, and they're able to help me carry our message, the agriculture message, into their departments, into their constituency. So that's exciting to me, is that it's something that everyone can relate to, and we're finally connecting the dots of the agriculture community and how we tie into every community.
We are in the close of the third week of the federal partial government shutdown today. USDA was supposed to release a slew of reports. Those have been pushed back indefinitely. What is the state, is there anything the State Department is doing in response to handling, you know, this decreased information, decreased access to federal resources?
Well, you know, as State Department of Agriculture, that's really out of our realm of ability. So we continue to be here for our farmers and ranchers as a resource. We answer any questions that they might have, but there's really nothing we can do when the federal government has an issue like they're having right now. We just continue to be that stable, steady force in the state of Missouri, and we're here as a helping hand to our farmers and ranchers.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.